Hey, it's Coach Mike here. This episode here is a replay from a Facebook Live session we did live from one of our local open water squad sessions. Little background, kind of a funny story on this one. I have three athletes here with me during this recording. I have Erica, Natalie, and Dr. Mark. And you'll hear me call Erica, you'll hear me call her Caitlin the entire time. I don't know what was wrong with me during this session, but I completely spaced out on her name. And so one more time, Erica, I really apologize for these 5 or 6 minutes that we were live calling you by a name that was not yours. So here you go. This is a recording from our open water squad session. And I have these three athletes here with me to give you their number one or their top open water tip for beginners, really. This was recorded at the beginning of our season here in Louisville, Kentucky in the May of 2019 timeframe. So it was actually our second squad session of the entire season. And so folks were really just trying to acclimate to the open water, trying to learn how to swim in their wetsuit, try to get used to a little bit chillier water temperature as well. So I'll turn it over to the episode. Here we go, episode number 7. Welcome to the Swim Squad. This is Mike Jotatis. I'm your host, and this is the Swim Squad podcast for distance swimmers, triathletes, and open water swimmers. This podcast is an extension of our location-based swim coaching program in Louisville, Kentucky called Swim Smooth Louisville, where it's our mission to help swimmers of any level become a better swimmer. And now, because of podcasting, we can also reach you wherever you are in the world and help you become a better swimmer. The world needs great swim coaching and stories that inspire action, and that's our mission. To bring great swim coaching and inspirational stories that will ignite your inner athlete. Here's today's episode. Okay, so hello triathletes, hello open water swimmers and fitness swimmers. I'm here with some friends here at the beautiful Paramount Quarry. Look at that. We're all just finishing up a swim here in like a rather brisk 63 degrees. We went from 67 degrees and the temperature literally dropped 5 degrees in 1 week. But hey, we won't be long here. I just wanted to share with you guys a couple tips, and these folks have some tips too, coming from some experience. Now, Caitlin, Natalie, and Mark here have some already like open water experience, but Natalie, this is your first season ever, or yeah, first time ever swimming in open water, so this will be good. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have these folks tell you like what to expect if you're like scared or nervous about swimming in the open water. So I've got a few first that I'll just share. A few tips, and then I'll let these guys tell you what they think from their perspective. God, the lighting is like ridiculous. Let's try to go like this here. Try not to drop my phone off the deck here. All right, so first, okay, if you're scared of the open water, I implore you, do not make your very first open water swim on race day, okay? That's a big no-no in my book. Caitlin's laughing because
I did it.
You've done that. All right. Now, maybe, you know, that might be okay. You're a little more competent, a little more comfortable in the open water as opposed to some. But if it makes you scared or nervous at all, try to get in some open water practice first, okay? Some tips on cold water. So it was a little chilly today, right? So you want to ease into the water. I highly suggest don't just plunge right in. Okay, today it was 63 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a little bit chilly. Thankfully, everybody had a wetsuit on. And once you get in and get going, you warm up. The wetsuit warms you up a little bit. But I would suggest sitting on the shore, sitting on the dock, put your feet into the water first. Okay, get your feet wet, get your hands in the water, swish the water around a little bit. Splat, get a little bit of water on your face and your neck and the back of your neck into your wetsuit, okay? Don't let the initial shock, that breathlessness, come from the first jump into the water. Ease into a little bit, and then just simply slide into the water and get going. And let's do this. Lastly, let's just have a mantra. Those first few strokes, when you first get going, can be a little bit like, what am I doing? Like, have something that kind of keeps you centered, you know, like a mantra. For us, it's, or for me anyways, I always use the bubble, bubble, breathe, bubble, bubble, breathe. And, you know, let that be your mantra for the first 5 to 7 minutes, literally. It'll take you about that much time to kind of get acclimated, find a rhythm, get your breathing under control and all this kind of stuff, okay? All right, so quickly here, Natalie, we'll go Natalie first, okay? Natalie, and from your experience here, number one tip, if you're scared or nervous about the open water.
Definitely, like Mike said, not to have your first one as a race.
Yeah.
Getting into the water, getting the feel of the water, and not expecting it to feel like the pool, because it doesn't feel like the pool. You don't, your stroke doesn't even feel like
right.
It does when you're in the pool. And listen very, very closely to your instructors.
I'll pay you later.
because the tips that Mike gives you are really, really helpful.
Yeah.
I don't feel panicky about the open water anymore. I just need to get over the expectation that it's going to feel like the pool.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't.
It definitely feels different, right? Definitely feels different. So don't expect the open water to feel at all like the pool at first, okay? All right, Caitlin?
Just something to piggyback off of what Mike was saying. Having a good breathing routine as you're entering the pool and while you're swimming your first few strokes really helps if you can just keep yourself calm, cool, and collected.
All right. Awesome. Keep cool. Keep you calm. Mark?
So I have a couple thoughts. First of all, if you're swimming in a wetsuit will always protect you. It is your cocoon. You're swimming along, it gives you more buoyancy so you can concentrate more on your stroke. But secondly, if you do get startled, you can always roll over and your wetsuit will give you a flotation device to protect you. So you should always feel confident out there. Second thought I have is open water swimming is a group activity. So you're out there swimming together with other people. You still need to have your own rhythm, though, and you'll maybe bumping into someone and interacting with them, but maintain your own breathing pattern. Do not get carried away. Just be yourself.
Love it. That is excellent advice. Thanks, you guys. All right. Really good. Yes. Thank you, Dr. Mark, for that. All right. Now, I don't know if you guys can see this, but our friendly giant grass carp have started to wander back into our little cove over here. Our fishies. You guys probably can't see it from here, but I'll give you one last little panorama of the lake. There's some big fishies coming up for some snacks right there. They usually show back up when things calm down, when the swimmers get out of the water. So hope those tips were helpful, everybody. Paramount swimmers, I can see some of you have tuned in. We'll see you again next Wednesday. Otherwise, see you guys at the pool. Okay, cheers. Thanks again for joining me. This is Coach Mike Jatata signing off for now. Just as a reminder, you can find me again inside our Facebook group called The Swim Squad. Just go to facebook.com/groups/The Swim Squad. If you need some help with your swimming, we have a group online coaching program called The Swim Squad Academy. Right now, if you'd like some more information on that and how to work with me personally, send me an email. Just send it to info@theswimsquad.academy. Put the word Academy in the subject line and I will respond to you personally, and we'll see if that program's a fit for you. Until next time, cheers.